Mark Zuckerberg took the witness stand today. The Meta CEO testified before a judge in the Federal Trade Commission's landmark trial, which began this morning. It's the result of a nearly six-year investigation into whether Meta broke competition laws in becoming a tech giant. We will note that Meta is an NPR sponsor, but we report on it just like with any other company we cover. NPR's Bobby Allen joins us now from the courthouse in Washington, D.C. Hi, Bobby.
Hey there.
Hey, okay, so was it expected that Zuckerberg would actually show up and testify today?
Yes and no. I mean, the FTC had Zuckerberg on a witness list among dozens of others, but this is supposed to be an eight-week trial. Nobody anticipated him taking the stand today. Zuckerberg is the government's star witness, after all, and, you know, most thought the government would save him until later in the trial, but he managed to elude photographers in entering the courthouse, so I and the rest of the reporters covering this had no idea he was even here.
Wow.
So it really delivered a surprise to the packed courtroom when Zuckerberg's name was called and he walked into the courtroom in a suit and tie.
Okay, so what did he say?
Well, so far, a lawyer for the Federal Trade Commission is going over Meta's early history. Zuckerberg said from the witness stand that he rejected advice early on that he should sell the company because it just wouldn't be able to compete with MySpace. That was the advice way back when. Zuckerberg then described launching Facebook's newsfeed in 2006. And from there, Zuckerberg explained the rationale behind various product updates to Facebook. The day ended by Zuckerberg being grilled about when Meta started thinking about acquiring Instagram, having him read old emails about this. And Elsa, this is all setting the foundation for the FTC's case, which is expected to get a lot more juicy tomorrow.
Okay, so about the FTC's case, can you just step back and say more about what is the FTC alleging here about Meta?
Yeah, so the FTC says instead of competing with other tech companies, Meta purchased rivals to neutralize them. In particular, FTC says Meta buying Instagram in 2012 and WhatsApp 2 years later were done because Meta was worried about competition from these two companies. The FTC put up Zuckerberg's emails on screens to the courtroom, showing that Zuckerberg himself wrote internal messages saying Instagram and WhatsApp were business threats. The FTC says after Meta purchased Instagram and WhatsApp, they got bigger, they got more powerful, and all of Meta's services got worse.
Huh, okay. Well, how is Meta responding to those claims?
Yeah, Meta's legal team says the acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp were already approved more than 10 years ago when it happened, and that forcing Meta to spin these two companies off as the FTC wants would have a chilling effect across Silicon Valley, that it would deter tech startups from growing, making acquisitions, being innovative. Meta also says it is not as dominant as the FTC claims. Meta argues it competes with TikTok, with YouTube, with Snapchat, and many other apps vying for everyone's attention. So Meta says loud and clear, it is not a monopoly.
Well, what do you think would happen if Meta did have to spin off Instagram and WhatsApp?
Yeah, Meta is a $1.3 trillion company, one of the most valuable companies in the world, right? Uh-huh. And most of that money comes from advertising. Its ad systems are super integrated across all of its apps. So if Meta had to spin off Instagram and WhatsApp, it would really be a big blow to that advertising engine. It would just really strike at the heart of how Meta collects data, how it analyzes data, and how it serves all of us apps. All of us ads across all of its major services. So this could be quite devastating to the bottom line of Meta if the judge does rule against the company here.
A lot at stake. That is NPR's Bobby Allen. Thank you, Bobby.
Thanks, Elsa.